today we're doing Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when two people carrying things bump into each other and one guy's stuff gets ruined because he bumped into the other guy. The Gemara is going to talk about what happens if someone hurts his wife during Tashmish Hamita, whether he's chayev for damage done during Tashmish Hamita. The Gemara is going to talk about whether our Mishnah is a raya to the case of two cows that are in Rosh Hashanah and one of them is acting all crazy and the regular one damages the crazy one. Is our Mishnah going to be a raya to whether you're chayiv for that? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss running in a Rosh Hashanah, and because you're running you're not able to be so careful and you hurt somebody, whether you're chayiv or pater, and how Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos may be different, because Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, I guess this is Daf Yomi coincidence being that right now is Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, a person is generally rushed. The Mishnah on the top of Ambez is going to talk about chopping wood in one rishus and then the wood shooting out and doing damage in another rishus. Umar is going to talk about, does a person who kills as a shogeg karov lemezid go to galus? He killed b'shogeg, but it was somewhat negligent whether he goes to galus. So those are the basic topics of today's daf. Let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Zeba b'chaviso v'zeba b'koraso. One guy is coming with his barrel and the other guy is coming with his beam. Nishpura kado shel zeba b'koraso shel zeba. The barrel or the jug that the guy is holding breaks as he bumps into the person who's carrying the beam. He bumps into the beam. Potter. So the person carrying the beam is potter from paying. They both have every right to go there. If the guy carrying the beam is in front and the guy carrying the barrel is walking behind him, and the beam breaks the barrel, potter balakor. The balakor does not have to pay for it because we assume that the guy walking behind him was walking too quickly and that's why he got damaged. Amad Balkora Chayev. But if the Balkora stopped short, he stopped in the middle of walking, and then the guy carrying the barrel walked right into him, then the Balkora is going to be Chayev. The Amamr Balchavis Amod. But if he warned the guy behind him and he said, wait, stop, Potter, then he's going to be Potter because the fellow should have stopped. If it's the reverse, the guy carrying the barrel is in front, the guy carrying the beam is in back, nishbura chavis bekora chayiv. If the guy carrying the beam slams into the guy carrying the barrel and breaks it, he's going to be chayiv because he was walking too fast. But if the bal chavis had stopped short and that's why the guy behind him with the beam broke his barrel, potter, then he's going to be potter. But if the guy carrying the barrel that's walking in front said, I'm about to stop, so please stop, and then the guy carrying the beam walks right into him, he ignores his warning, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. V'chein zeba b'neiro v'zeba pishtano. And the same is going to be true if it's not a beam and a barrel, but one guy is carrying flammable material and the other guy is carrying a candle, you're going to have the same halachas. Tosyantif points out that the Gemara doesn't make a tzrichas on this, that why do I need to be told two cases, both the case of a beam and a barrel and a case of pishtan and an eish? Normally that's what the Gemara would do. It would say, oh, if I only would have been told beam and barrel, I would have thought that pishtan and eish would be different. The Gemara never makes such a tzrichas. So the Tosyantif points out that since when the pishtan gets close to fire, it gets burnt, and the hezek of the ner on the pishtan is such a clear and discernible damage, more than a korin chavis, meaning it's something that's so much more easily anticipated. So one might have thought that the bala ner should have been more careful, and therefore he's going to be chayiv no matter what. Or maybe one would have said that the bala pishtan should have been more careful, and therefore the bala ner is going to be putter no matter what, because when you're carrying flammable material, you always have to be careful. So he says, based on what Tosfos writes, it's quoted earlier that a person has to be more careful not to damage than he has to be not to get damaged. Then the first tzad makes more sense, that the Bala Ner should always be chayiv because he's the one that did the damage. He's the one that really needs to be more careful. A person always has to be more careful, the Bala Yatos say, not to do damage rather than to be careful not to get damage. The Rush and the Tur also the Tosyanta points out that the Rush and the Tur don't mention this din of the Ner and the Pishtan. They leave it out. There's a beautiful sefer called Omer HaShikcha, except Omer is spelled with an Aleph, not with an ayin, not like a forgotten sheath, but omer ashicha, things that were forgotten to be said, where he has a whole list of halachos that appear in the Gemara that are not in Shulchan Aruch. So the Tos Yantif, so he discusses this, why this halacha is not in the Rush and the Tur when it's an explicit part of our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara, Boimine Rabba Bar Nasa Meravuna, Hamazik Yisishto B'Tashma Shamita Mahu. What if a person damages his wife during an act of Tashma Shamita? Kivin de Bershus Kavid Pater, since they were doing a consensual act together, so he's Pater, Odilma Ibai Leliune, or maybe he should have been a little more careful and shouldn't have hurt her. Armle Tinisua, Shalazarish. Well, doesn't our Mishnah say that if you're in a place where both people have every right to be, then they're going to be potter? So I'm Rava Kal V'Chomer. Rava says Kal V'Chomer as follows. Uma Ya'ar Shezel Rishuso Nichnas V'Zel Rishuso Nichnas. If in a forest where everyone has a right to be there, Nasa Kimisha Nichnas Rishus Chavero V'Chayiv, the guy who kills in a forest, that's what the case of the Torah gives of killing B'Shogeg, that you're chopping wood in a forest. The guy who kills, we treat him as if he has trespassed and he's therefore going to be chayiv to go to galus. Zesh l'rishus chaveru nichnas lo kol shkein. So in the case of mazik ishto b'tashma shamita, where he literally is going into her personal space, so it's l'rishus chaveru, so all the more so he should be chayiv. So ela hakatani shel zer rishus lahalich l'zer rishus lahalich. But our Mishnah said that when both of them have the right to be there, that you're going to be pater. Says Gemara, Hasam Travayu Kadadi Ninu. That's because in the case of our Mishnah, both of them are on equal footing. They both have contributed to the damage that was done to the barrel. It was the force of them running into each other. So part of the physical force that broke the barrel was provided by the balachavis, the guy who broke the guy who was carrying the barrel. Hacha iu ka'avid ma'isa v'hilo. But over here, it's purely the husband who's doing the action, who's doing the hurting, and the wife who's the one that's getting hurt. She's not contributing anything to the injury. How can you say that about an act of tashmish, that it's only the husband doing a maisa and the wife's not doing a maisa? When you have a bia asura that's a chayiv kares, they're both chayiv kares. She's chayiv kares too. You can only be chayiv kares if you're doing a maisa. So how can you say that she's not doing a maisa? And so Gemara, hana'a litravayu islahu. They both get hana'a from the tashmish, and therefore it's as if she did a maisa with regard to kares. But iu maisa hu dekavid. But he's the only one that actually did a maisa. So as Tosfos points out, umi linin chatos linin malchus chayeves drachmana achshevei lahanoa maisa. Tosfos points out on the bottom that when it comes to the punishment for bia asura, we treat the fact that she gets hana'a as if she's actually doing a maisa, and therefore she's going to be chayav for a karbon or for kares or for whatever it is she deserves to get punished for. Now that's Tosos. The Rav Yosef Engel in Asfund Araisa in Klal Chav Dalid points out that by Arayos, both for the man and the woman, the actual iser is the hana'a. It's the hana'as tashmish. He explains that's why the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yudalid says that if a person is in the middle of tashmish shamita with his wife and then pierce a nida, she becomes a nida in the middle of tashmish, he's not even allowed to pull out. He has to wait until Aver Meis and then pull out, so that he doesn't have any hana'as tashmish from pulling out. But pulling out is not an act of bia, it's an act of prisha. But since there's hana'a in the pulling out, that's the very avera. The avera of a bia asura is the hana'a. That's how Rav Yosef Engel proves. And he says, you can't say that by a man there are two different things. There's the iser of the maisa and the iser of the hana'a, because then the man should be punished twice. One mitzad the hana'a and one mitzad the maisa. He says it's purely a din in the hana'a. That's Rav Yosef Engel's thesis. Says the Gemara Vayter, Haya Balkora Risham. The Mishnah had said that if the Balkora was walking in front and the Balchavis was walking behind. So says Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, Shtei Paros Rosh Hashanah Achas Revutz V'Achas Ma'aleches. You have two cows or bulls in a Rosh Hashanah, and one of them is trampling around like crazy and acting all wild, and the other one is just walking normally. Ba'ata Ma'aleches B'Revutza. The one that was walking normally kicks the one that was trampling around and acting crazy. Petura, its owner is parted from paying for the damages, because the one that was acting crazy brought it upon itself by acting in such a wild way. Revutza b'mahaleches chayeves. If the trampling one hurts the normal one, the one that was walking normally, then it's the owner is going to be chayev to pay. Leima m'sayayle, we have a raya from our Mishnah. Hayibalkar rishon b'lchavis achron, the guy carrying the beam is in front, the guy carrying the barrel is behind him. Nishbra chavis b'kora, potter, the barrel breaks from the beam, he's going to be potter, because we assume the guy with the barrel is walking too fast. But v'im amad balkora, if the owner of the beam stops short, which is something unusual to do, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. V'ahachat kerevutza b'mahalechas dami v'katani chayiv. Over here it's like the revutza, the crazy animal, trampling on the regular animal, and it says chayiv, so it's an exact raya to the case of the two cows. The two cows, the crazy one damages the regular one, he's going to be chayiv. Over here also, the crazy guy, so to speak, is the Balkara who stops short, and then that causes the Balchavis to bump into him. So Franklin Maravitizbra, Hasiaibai, you think that this needs a raya? You need to bring a raya to that halacha from our Mishnah? Not only is it not a raya, but it's actually a kasha, meaning if you really wanted to analyze the connection between our Mishnah and Reish Lakish's comment about the two bulls, in fact, our Mishnah will be a kasha on Reish Lakish, because as follows, Taima deba'ata, that in Reish Lakish, the only reason that the trampling cow is going to be chayiv is because it actually kicked Hahuska Mimela Pater. But if it didn't purposely kick and just the damage happened by itself, sounds like it'd be Pater. Vamasnisen de Mimela. But in our Mishnah, the guy with the beam stopped short. He didn't go ram his beam into the chavis. He just stopped short and then it happened on its own. Vekatani chayiv. And in our Mishnah, it still says chayiv. So you see, our Mishnah is against Reish Lakish. And this is Gemara Masnisen de Paskala Urcha Kishulda. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where you block off the whole road, like we were discussing yesterday. You block off the entire road and the guy had nowhere to go. Hacha could go into Rava Bechad Gisa, by the Skoy Vidach Gisa. But by the case of the two bulls, the bull was acting wild on one side of the road, you could have gone, the other one could have gone to the other side of the road. El Seifa de Masnisa Mesayele, the Reish Lakish. But really, the end of our Mishnah is the ultimate raya to what Reish Lakish said. The Katani, because the Mishnah went on to say, Hayibal Chavis Rishon Balkora Achron, if the guy with the barrel is in front, the guy with the beam is behind. Nishbra Chavis Bekora. And the barrel breaks from the beam, chayiv, the guy with the beam is chayiv, v'yamamad balchavis, but if the balchavis just stopped short, then potter, then the guy with the beam is potter, v'ahacha dekimahaleches berevutzadami. That's like a case of someone acting normally hurting someone who's acting abnormally, because the guy with the beam walking behind is acting normally, the guy with the barrel is acting abnormally by stopping short, v'katani potter, and it says that he's potter. So it says Gemara, masnisin dech, so you see that that's a riot, Reish Lakish. Says Mar Masnisin Dechi Orche Kamaski, that in the case of our Mishnah, he's walking normally. Hacha Amalei Nidis Lach Rishus Skuyalai Levuti Bilas Lach Rishusa. Meaning the damage happens in our Mishnah when they walk into each other. But in the case of the two bulls, what happened with the Mahaleches? The Mahaleches kicked the Revutza. It didn't just walk on the Revutza, it kicked the Revutza. So he said, look, you have every right to walk on me, but you have no right to kick me. Okay, new Mishnah. Two people are going to Rosh Hashanah, one of them is running and one of them is walking. Or they are both running. And they damage each other. They are both going to be potter for any damage done while you are running. Our Mishnah is against Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, that the guy who's running is chayiv because he's doing something unusual. However, even Isi agrees that if it's Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, he's going to be Pater because he has a right to run on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. So as long as he has a right to be running, since he's trying to get ready for Shabbos, that's why he's going to be Pater. Now, even though the Gemara says Ben Hashmashos, the Arzura says Lav Davka Ben Hashmashos. It's just being Mechadesh that even during Ben Hashmashos, where you would think everything is already prepared and everything is already set, so what are you running for? before, still he's going to be potter because there might be some last minute preparations. But certainly the rest of the day on Erev Shabbos, when you're really taking care of what needs to be taken care of, that's what the Arzurua suggests. That's the Arzurua Chel Gimel Simin Kuf Samach Dalet. However, others disagree and say no, it's Dafka Ben Hashemashos, because that's when you first start to feel rushed. Even though you may be taking care of things for Shabbos early in the morning on Friday morning, you certainly don't feel rushed at that time. Now the Mordechai writes, what about if you're not running to prepare for Shabbos, but you're running to do some other mitzvah? So the Mordechai writes, any mitzvah, he says, you're running to shul, you're running to the Beis Medrash, that you're going to be chayav for, because it's not a time, you know, there's no time pressure like there is by Shabbos. By Shabbos, if it doesn't get prepared for Shabbos, it's not going to happen. You're a little late to davening, okay, you know, it'll be a little late to davening. A little late to learning, it'll be a little late to learning. So that's what the Mordechai suggests. In Tshuvas Chavetz Yari, he discusses a case where Reuven was running because someone was screaming, it's time for, someone was announcing, there's a Levana, time for Kiddush Levana. So Reuven was running for Kiddush Levana, and he bumped into something, and he damaged something, and he knocked over a whole jug of oil and broke it. So the guy who owned the jug of oil was Tover Reuven for a Din Torah, and Reuven said he was running, he was Ratzel Roshos, it was for a Dvar Mitzvah. So the Chavetz Yair paskens that he's Chayiv, that it's Dafka Erev Shabbos, where the Zman is Dachuk, that you can be part for Kiddush Levana, he doesn't see what the big rush should have been about. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simshin Ayin Ches, Sif Yutes, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if someone is running for Pikuach Nefesh to save someone from a fire, from drowning or something like that, that's definitely called Ratz Bereshus, and certainly he's going to be Pater from any damage that happens to be done. The Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chel Tesim Reish Adi Gimel, has a Shaila about a Hatzalah guy going on a Hatzalah call, and he's driving fast because he's going on a Hatzalah call, and he gets in an accident and he hurts, you know, he damages somebody through running for the Dvar Mitzvah. So L'chora, one would have said that he's Ratz Bereshus and therefore he should be Pater. So he explains, the Shevet Alevi explains, based on the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat Sim Shin Pei, that someone who's Rodef Achar HaRodef, that wants to kill someone else, he's Pater from any damage that he's done, because if you don't say that, then no one will ever want to save another person's life when he sees a Rodef, because he's a, so over here also you have that same Heter by Atzala as well, that the person is going to want it, you want the people to drive fast when they're doing Atzala within some reason, but you want them to be rushing and not to drive as calmly as they normally would. We paskin like Isi ben Yehuda that ben Hashmashos is different, but that normally when you're running you're going to be chayiv. How can Rabbi Yochanan say we passing like Isi? Rabbi Yochanan generally passes like a Stam Mishnah, and our Stam Mishnah says that when you're running and you damage, even if it's not Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, it sounds like you're going to be Pater. Answers the Gemara, Masnisim Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yochanan will touch up our Mishnah as speaking about on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, but if you're running any other time, you're going to be Chayiv. Says Gemara, Mimai Midiktani Osho Yishneim Ratzin Peturin, because it says if they're both running, they'll be Pater. Hasu Lamali, why would you need to tell me that? Hashta Echad Ratz Ve'echad Mahalich Pater. If when one guy is walking normally and the other guy is running and the runner damages the walker, he's going to be Pater. Shneim Ratzin Mibai. Does the Mishnah then have to tell me a case that when they're both running, they're going to be Pater? Of course, when they're both running, you're going to be Pater. Ela Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Echad Ratz Ve'echad Mahalich Pater. That when one guy is running, one guy is walking, you're Pater. But that's only on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Aval Bechol, here's the part that we're adding to the Mishnah, Echad Ratz Ve'echad Mahalich Chayiv, that if one guy is running, one guy is walking, the runner is going to be Chayiv for damage done to the walker. Shneim Ratzin, but if they're both running, Afilu Bechol Peturin, then even on a weekday they're Pater, because by running you're putting yourself at greater risk of getting damaged as well, and you're partially responsible for anything that happens to you, and therefore if they're both running, even on a weekday, you're going to be Pater. Amar Mar. So we had just said that Isi agrees in Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos you Pater because the guy was Ratz Bereshus. He had every right to run. Erev Shabbos my Bereshus Ika. What does that mean on Erev Shabbos? He has Rishus. Kid Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina said, Damar Rabbi Chanina, Bo V'netzei Likros Kala Malchasa. let's go out and greet the Kalam Malchusa, which is a reference to Shabbos. So Va'armila Likros Shabbos Kalam Malchusa. Some say that he used to say, let's go greet the Shabbos, which is the Kalam Malchusa. Rabbi Yana Misatef V'Koi Va'amar Boi Kala Boi Kala. Rabbi Yana would wrap himself up in a talis and he would say Boi Kala Boi Kala. This is the source of a couple of minhagim. The source of the minhag, obviously, at the end of Lechadodi, where we turn around and we're sort of as if we're going toward the door to go greet the Shabbos Malchusa. So that's the source of that minhag. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in the Tshuva, this is the source for the minhag to stand for the first half of Kiddush on a Friday night, even though technically Kiddush needs to be Makam Suda, so it makes sense that a person should sit for Kiddush. So we only sit from Baruch Priya Gafen and on, Rav Moshe says, but the first half of Kiddush you're going to greet Shabbos, so you stand and you get up to go and greet Shabbos. Chassidim have a minhag that they stand for the entire Kiddush. Not abundantly clear why, because really Kiddush Makam Suda should dictate that a person should sit from Baruch Priya Gafen and on. Rav Moshe, I believe in the Tshuva, writes that a person should change his minhag if his minhag is to stand for the entire Kiddush. Certainly he says if the minhag is to stand during the day, because during the day there's no Indian going to greet Shabbos Malchusa, so why in the world would you stand during the daytime Kiddush? Now in the Tshuva's Halachos Ketanos, he writes based on the Tikkunim that when people say Ubetoch Emunei Am Sugula Bawikala Shabbos Malchusa, they have to say the entire Kabbalah Shabbos Basara with a minion, and he says it's best to do that. And he brings a raya from our Gemara that it says Boi Kala by Birchas. We're calling Shabbos a Kala. Birchas Chasanim requires Asara. When you make a bracha Nilchupi, you need 10 people. So Chazal say that Knas Yisrael is the Ben Zug of Shabbos. That the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah that every day has a partner, and Shabbos was like, hey, where's my Ben Zug? Or that every and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shabbos Klal Yisrael is your Ben Zug. So that's why it's taka viewed like a kala. Now the Rambam writes in the 30th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos that the din of Kavod Shabbos is that a person should prepare in advance for Shabbos, to bathe and get ready for Kavod Shabbos, umisatef betzitzis, and should wrap himself in tzitzis and sit the Kavod Rosh and anticipate the coming of Shabbos. And the Rambam writes that the Chum Rishonim would gather their Talmidim on Erev Shabbos and they'd be misatef and they would say bo v'netzel l'kros Shabbos HaMelech. The implication is that there is a talis being worn for Kabbalah Shabbos. This was a big controversy. Some of the Achronim are not so pleased with the idea of a talis being worn on Arvi Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, certainly for Maariv. And they say that we don't find that there should be such a thing, and even without a bracha, you shouldn't put on a talis at night. Whereas others say, no, this is it. What do you think? They just took it off right away as soon as the Shabbos came in. They put on the talis as if to get ready for the Shabbos, and then they kept it on, even once Shabbos came. So different minhagim in terms of that. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamavakeh b'rishus ram nizik b'rishus yachar. If someone is chopping wood in Rishus Rabim, and some wood shoots out and damages in Rishus Yachar, or b'rishus yachar nizik b'rishus Rabim, vice versa. He's chopping in Rishus Yachar and damages in Rishus Rabim, b'rishus yachar nizik b'rishus Yachar. Or he's chopping in one Rishus Yachar and damages in another Rishus Yachar Acher, another Rishus Yachar Chayiv. In any of those three instances, he's going to be Chayiv. Utsricha. Why do I need all three cases? This is a Tsrichasa. Deitan Hamavakeh b'rishus Yachar. If it would have said that if he was chopping Rishus Yachar and damaging Rishus Rabim, he's chayiv, I would say, yeah, Mishum Deshchichi Rabim, that he did damage in a place where a lot of people will walk, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. Avim Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachar, Deshchichi Rabim, Eim Elo, but from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachar, where there aren't so many people around, so I would think he would be Pater. Vitanim Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachar, Mishum De Meikara Shalom Rishus Rabim. And if it would have said Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachar, I would have said, yeah, he's doing it shalom b'rishus, because he can't go damaging into a rishus hayachid. Avim rishus yachid, rishus ram, der b'rishus avid, eim lo, but from his own rishus hayachid, where he has every right to be there, and the damage goes into rishus ram, I would think that would be potter. V'itana hanach tarti, and if it only would have told me those first two cases, I would have said, ha mishum d'shchich rabim, va mishum d'shalom b'rishus. That in the case where the damage happens in the Rishus HaRabim, it's because he's chayiv because it's Shchichi Rabim. In the case where the damage happens in the Rishus, where the damage is in the Rishus Yachad, it's because it's Shalom B'Rishus. Av Rishus Yachad, Rishus HaYachad Acher. But when he's in his
own Rishos Yachid and the damage happens in another Rishos Yachid, to lo shchicha rabim umeikar b'shus b'rishus, where there's not a lot of people where the damage happened, and it was done b'rishus because he had every right to be where he was. Emelo, I might have thought that he's pater tzricha. That's why we need to be told that he's going to be chayiv no matter what. Tanu Rabbanan, hanichnas lechanuso shel nagar shelo b'rishus. Someone goes into a carpenter's store without permission. V'nitza bikas v'tavcha al panav u'meis, and a splinter shoots out, hits him in the face, and he dies. Putter, the carpenter is putter. You should not be walking into a carpentry shop without permission, and you take your life into your own hands when you do so. Vim nichnas b'rishus, but if he knocked on the door and said, "Can I come in?" and the carpenter said, "Yeah, enter," then chayiv. Then the carpenter is going to be chayiv. My chayiv. Chayiv for what? If what happens? If the guy dies, the carpenter is going to be chayiv? Or does it mean if the guy gets injured? Amar b'yosra b'chanina, chayiv b'dalet dvarim. Chayiv over here means that he's chayiv in nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves. Not boshes because it wasn't b'kavana, but nezek, tsar, ripoy, and sheves. And we're assuming it's a case where he didn't die. He just got damaged. That's what you're chayiv for. But if the guy died, upater mi galus, the carpenter would be pater from galus lufi shein doma liyar, because this is not similar to the Torah's case of galus of a yar, of a forest. Yar zel rishus nichnas zel rishus nichnas. By a forest, everyone's going in rishus. Zel, meaning everyone's going to their own rishus, where they have every right to be, and it's, and they are part owner of the rishus ram. The forest belongs to everybody. Zel rishus chaveru nichnas. But in this case, even though he had permission to enter, he was entering someone else's rishus, and therefore the carpenter is not going to be chayiv galus. Amar Rabbi Kal V'chomer. Rabbi says, "Well, I'll make a Kal V'chomer as follows. Uma yar zeladaito nichnas, zeladaito nichnas. If by a forest where each one is going in without getting permission from the other one, they go in on their own. Nasa kamisha nichnas ledas chaveru v'gola. The guy who kills is still going to go to galus as if he gave the other person permission to be there before killing him." Zeh, in our case, where the carpenter told you to come in, Sheladas Chaveru Nichnas, where he actually said, "Please come in," Lo Kolshkein, shouldn't he all the more so be responsible and have to go to Gullus for that? Meaning, if I'm just chopping wood in a forest and I have no idea that you're going to be walking by, because you never even told me you're walking by, you never asked me for permission, and still I'm going to be Chayiv, so when I tell you, "Yes, please come in," of course I should be Chayiv. Ela Merav, my pater mi Gullus. No, no, you know why the carpenter is pater from Gullus in this case? To lo sagi le begullus. Because Gullus isn't enough for him. He did something that deserves worse than Gullus. We don't just stomp punish people because we like to punish people. We punish people when we believe it will offer them a kapara. But sometimes a person doesn't have error that's too big for the lesser onesh to be a kapara for him. This is the concept, this is the foundation of the concept according to some Rishonim of the Einon Shimon Adin. Why we don't punish based on the Kal V'chomer. You can't say, "Oh, if a guy gets punishment for this lesser aver, then Kal V'chomer, that same punishment should exist for a greater aver." No, the greater aver is not going to get a kapara with that lesser punishment. Yeah, this is exactly, not like, it is. This is a shogei kar of lemezid, exactly, that's what we're trying to say. Says Tosfos, v'im tomar v'atanan beilu en agol, the Gemara Makos says, hazarik eben l'chatser v'harag, im yesh l'rishus l'nizik l'konesh l'sham, gola, v'im la v'eno gola, v'amai gola k'she nichnas b'rishus, that if I throw, the Gemara Makos says, if I throw a stone into my chatser, and it kills, and if the guy had the right to come in there, you go to Gullus. But wait, according to what we're saying, Gullus isn't enough. You told him he's allowed to come in. You know, you deserve worse than Gullus. Says Tosos, Yeshlo Medasa Marigon Sheyeshlo Derech Betocho, O B'mechar, O B'matana, O B'sheilo, O B'schirus, She'in Balachatzer Yochel La'akev Alav. Now that case, it was where he had an ongoing right to go through that area. Even though it's your chatzer, he had once purchased the right to be able to use your chatzer as a shortcut. So at this very moment, you didn't tell him to come in. He happened to have been walking in a place that he has a right to walk. It just happens to be your property. But in our case, we're talking about a guy who just knocked on the door this minute and said, "May I come in?" And you said, "Yes, come right in." And that's when you hit him. That's when you killed him. So in that case, you don't deserve. That's correct. shor of lemezid, and you don't deserve to get a kapara through galus. V'hainu time to Rabbi Yisrael Bichanin back in the Gemara. V'hainu time to Rabbi Yisrael Bichanin m'sham davi leshogeg karav lemezid. And the reason you don't go to galus is because it's a shogeg karav lemezid, exactly like you said. So masiv Rava, Rava says, wait a second, we're going to challenge this twice. First challenge, masiv Rava, hosef la ritzua achas umezid. If a person is a shliach bezin that's giving malchus, and he adds an extra whip, and the guy dies, hareza gola al yado. He goes to Galus. Isn't that also a case of Shogei Karav Lemezid? Because you should realize that just one more whip with this giant bull whip that's gonna really hurt him could kill the guy. So it's a Shogei Karav Lemezid. So shouldn't you go to Galus? And it says you go to Galus, but shouldn't, according to what we just said, you not go to Galus because it's Karav Lemezid? You don't deserve to have the kapara of Galus. No. You weren't trying to hit him an extra time. You lost count. And that's why you hit him an extra time. So that's not Karav Lemezid. Tavakle Rava Bisandale. Rava said he tapped him on the shoe as if to say, the incorrect. What you're saying is not correct. Amale Atu, who money? This is the guy that's doing the whipping, one that's counting. Vatani Gadol Shabadayanim Kareva Sheini Mona. The Gadol Shabadayanim is Kore. He says, Viflas Hashem Esmakosechli. He says, the Psukim. The second guy counts it out. Vashlish Yamarakeu. And the third guy says, hit. And he gives the instruction to hit. So the guy doing the whipping is not counting. How could he have made the mistake? No, the point is the Dayan who's doing the counting is the one who made a mistake. There's an interesting discussion over here about Shliach Ledvar Aveira B'Shogeg, that over here, that L'chora, the Dayan is the one that made a mistake, and he then told the whipper to whip, right? So that's, he made him his Shliach to do what is essentially a Dvar Aveira B'Shogeg. And yet we're punishing the guy who did the Avera, not the Mishalech. So apparently Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera works even by a Shogeg, which is interesting, because normally the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTal, Divrei Mishomen. Right? Why do you, that's what the Gemara in Kedushin says. Why would you listen to this guy when you know Hashem tells you differently? But if it's a Shogeg, you don't know that Hashem is telling you differently. And yet apparently we're still saying Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera over here. Okay, so that's a fascinating discussion to be had a different time. Meisve, says the Gemara Vayter, another challenge to this idea that Shogeg Karav L'Mezid does not deserve the benefit of Galus. Hazorik HaSevel L'Rosh Hashem V'Harag HaRez HaGalus. Someone throws a stone into Rosh Hashem and it kills someone, he goes to Galus. V'Hachad the Shogeg Karav L'Mezid, who, that's a Shogeg Karav L'Mezid. You should realize if you're throwing a rock off the Empire State Building, that in Manhattan there are people down below that are walking, and that could do a lot of damage. V'Katani HaRez HaGalus, and yet it still says that he goes to Galus. I thought he doesn't deserve the benefit of Galus. No, the case is he's knocking down his wall. He wasn't trying to knock it into Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara, but he should have watched what he was doing. No, besoser belayla. He was knocking down the wall at night. He didn't think anyone was there. Belayla nami belayuna. You got to look even at night. Besoser kosala biyom la ashpa. No, it was during the daytime, but it was into an ashpa, and by the ashpa normally there's no one there.
Well, it's like a Gemara in Makos. Exactly.
Exact same Gemara. Yeah, a lot of times in Shas, yeah, like so. High ashpa. What's the case of the ashpa? If a lot of people are around, mezidu, so then he's a mezid for doing this. The lashon of the Rambam is that he's a karov mezid, not mamish a mezid. And if there are not a rabbim around, then it's an anus. So it's an ashpa where some people go to the bathroom at night, but not during the day. But every once in a while, someone might show up during the day. So mezid la'avidai nasuili panos biyom. He's not a mezid or even a karov mezid because most of the time people don't go there during the day. Onus nami la'avidai ikad demikriv yasif. But it's not a total onus. It's not a complete fluke because sometimes there are people that will go even during the daytime. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Masni la'aresha. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava learned this comment in relation to the resha as follows. Hanichnas l'chanuso. If someone goes into his store, shel nagar of a carpenter, shelo birshus, without getting permission first to enter, v'nitzalo bikas v'tavchalo al panav, and a splinter shoots out and hits him in the face, umeis, and he dies, potter is going to be potter. The carpenter is potter. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. It's on that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina comments, chayv bar ba'dvar mu'pater migalus. that he's chayiv in arba devarim, he's chayiv for nezek, tsar, ripoy, and sheves, but he's pater if he kills him from going to galus. That's what the pater is. Man de masnila asefa. So if you learn it in connection with the sefa that he's pater from galus because it's not like a ya'ar, then kol shekein aresha. Then certainly on the case of the resha, which is more of an anus, which is not the guy's fault, and certainly in that case we would say that he's pater from galus. Uman de masnila aresha, but the one who taught this in relation to the resha only, avala seifa, kivin de birushos, chayiv galus. But in the case of the seifa, where the guy entered birushos, in that case, which is more karv lemezid, you would be chayiv galus. Tosos asks the obvious question that one of these cases is a shogeg that's karv laones, and one is a shogeg that's karv lemezid. The halacha is that ones you don't go to galus, and mezid you don't go to galus. So why is one of them a greater chiddush than the other? Meaning both of them are slightly removed from a perfect shogeg. The case where the guy, where you told the guy to come in, that's a shogeg karv lemezid. The case where the guy trespassed and you never told him to come in, that's a shogeg karv laones. Why are we assuming that man de masnila asefa kol shekein haresha? Tos points out, mashma de yoser haresha krova laones, mimash asefa krova lemezid. That the resha is closer to a complete ones than the seifa is to a complete mezid. Meaning, how far off from a perfect shogeg are these two cases? The case of the resha is further away from a complete shogeg, it's closer to a complete ones when the guy trespasses, than the case where when you let him in is to a complete mezid. That's how Tosan said, that's the kol shekein. Then Tos rejects that, and he says, no, another pshat. Yeshlomartos says at the end, the lav mitam ones patalehacha. It's not because of ones that you're pater. It's just not like a forest when it comes in shalov rishus. And the reason he says kolshkein on the resha is because the seifa is more like a forest, more like the case that the Torah describes. So it's not about how close they are to a perfect shogeg, it's about how close it is to the case the Torah described of an actual ya'ar. Says the Gemara, umi chayiv galus, is a person going to be chayiv galus in this case? Vatanya, you go into a blacksmith shop and sparks shoot out and hit him in the face with mace and the guy dies. Pater v'afil nichnas b'rishos. He's pater even if the guy had a right to come in. So achamayaskinon b'shulya d'nafchi. Now we're talking about the apprentice of the blacksmith himself who got killed in that case. Shulya d'nafchi. The mikvili kai. What does that make it any better? That he's allowed to get killed, and that's why you can go to Gauls. No, kisharabu misrive bolotzes ve'ino yotze. It's because the master kept on saying, "Get out! There's dangerous stuff going on," and he didn't leave. Umishum derabu misrive bolotzes the mikvili kai. What? So because the master told him to get out, so that means he deserves to die. No, kasavri yotze. It means that if you tell someone, "I'm doing dangerous stuff here," you have to leave, and the guy stays. You don't continue to do the dangerous things. You make sure that he leaves before. So the Gemara says, no, kasavri yatze. He actually thought that he did leave. That's why he continued his work. Ihachi acharnami. Well, if the blacksmith thought that the other fellow left, then why does it have to be a shulya denafchi? Why does it have to be an apprentice? It could have been anyone. That's still a shogeg. If you thought he left and he didn't leave, so you continued to work and then you killed him, so that's a shogeg no matter who it is. Why do we have to make the ukimta that it's dafka talking about an apprentice? Says Zumarag, no, achar lesle e masa derabe. Hai isle e masa derabe. Other people don't have any fear of the teacher, and therefore the blacksmith should have realized that the guy didn't listen and he probably didn't leave. Meaning, but when you're talking to a student, where a student is supposed to have a certain fear of the teacher, then as soon as you say leave, you have the right to assume that he listened and he left. And therefore, when you continue your work, it's not your fault if the guy stayed and you kill him. So that's not going to be considered something that's like a mezid if he dies in that case. That's why we make that ukimta that it's dafka a student, a blacksmith student. Okay, we will stop there. Have a wonderful Shabbos.